I enjoyed that. Now, did you say you was from Fallon County?
No, well, I'm from a little bit north of there. I'm from,
North Murphy.
Yeah, a little bit past Murphy. My mom works in, or she did work in Murphy. While she was working, she worked at the Walmart in Murphy.
Well, and you live, where is your home in university, in Athens?
I live in Bogart, which is right outside of Athens.
Yeah, yeah, I know that. And your husband teaches too?
No, well, my husband's looking for a job right now. Oh, he's a computer person, so he's looking.
Well, I know that's what bothers me about these two that are, both of them in computer work, and it's bad. I told somebody the other day that I don't believe I ever remember that college graduates had it as hard as they're having it.
It's bad.
It's bad.
It's surprising. You just didn't expect it to be like this when you was going through school.
Because a lot of them, after they paid all of that money, just working for minimum wage, aren't they?
Yeah, exactly.
And that's awful.
Yeah, he helps me out a lot by doing, he does like all the cooking and cleaning and stuff while I'm working, because I have to work long hours, so.
Well, you
that helps.
Huh?
That helps out a lot.
Oh, it does. You'll miss it when.
I know. That's one thing I'm not looking forward to.
Well, does he have any promise of?
He'll get something. He'll get something. I think within the next couple months he'll get something. He's real persistent, so it'll work out.
Well, I hope so. I do feel sorry for them because it used to be they were just lucky, you know, people lucky to get somebody that was educated that much.
Right. Now it seems like...
Now it's right reverse. Mm-hmm. And we encourage everybody to get a college education. And now it's... Well, anyway.
Did you always encourage the children that you taught to keep going on in school? Were you always encouraging them?
Well, they said I did. you know, as I told you, I went to a reunion, and so many came around and told me everything was, it makes me cry nearly sometimes that they owed everything to me. And I didn't do that much. If I did what I did, was the life I guess you live in front of them that could, you learn a lot maybe, but I don't know. But I hope that I helped a lot of them.
David said you were a great teacher.
Was he a troublemaker?
Huh?
Was David a troublemaker?
Well, as I remember, I don't remember that he was much of a troublemaker. I just can't remember. But he's been a pretty good person, I think.
What were your favorite things to teach? Did you like to teach math or reading? Or what were your favorite things while you were teaching, your favorite time of the day in teaching?
I don't know. I never thought.
You never thought about it?
You taught a little bit of everything, didn't you?
Yeah. But...
did you have one...
Well, the thing about teaching, and that's a parenting is the same thing, that you work and you work and you work on a project, and finally it opens up, and that's and I had one, Jack Lackey. He passed away about a year ago, and I don't know what was wrong. Well, of course he just wasn't mature enough, but before Christmas I had no idea that he would passed that first grade. And after Christmas, he just started and he made a good pupil. So sometimes I guess that I know if you don't have patience, you better not start teaching. Especially now, you teaching in college, that would be, I mean, they're not many of them